Okay, the children can come forward for the children's message. How about we stand over here in front of the pulpit to that side? Okay, a test question. For those who were here last week, what did Pastor Walt talk about? Congregation? The hymn board. This board right over here with the numbers on it, right? So the top hymn is the entrance hymn or the opening hymn. The second one is the hymn of the day that we'll sing when you get back to your seats. Then there are two communion hymns and the closing hymn. The opening hymn is where the crucifer processes in with the pastor, and the closing hymn is where the crucifer leads the acolyte and pastor out. Now the test question, another one. That hymn of the day, the second one, we're sitting down when we start singing that, right? Sometimes we stand up on the last verse of it. How do we know when we're supposed to stand up? The triangle. Yes, there's a small triangle beside that, the number of the last stanza or verse. And then why do we stand up? Okay. How many sides does a triangle have? Three. How many persons of God are there? And who are they? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right. And you know what that hymn that we stand up to sing is called in Greek? Is doxology. And doxology in Greek means a word of praise. So that little triangle tells us that we're getting ready to sing a word of praise to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's another short doxology that we say every Sunday after we say the psalm, Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. So, when you go back to your seats, I want you to follow along that hymn and see if there's a little triangle that we're supposed to stand up for, okay? Thanks.